Today is Thursday, March 21st. The title of our devotional is A Long Night. This devotional is written and read by Ian Ebler.
So the story I want to share is probably the most brutal singular night of my life. This story begins a couple nights into my second hospital of an extended hospitalization I had a couple years ago. It was a terrible run of respiratory illnesses I had that year, and it eventually snowballed into this hospitalization. My main issue was something called an empyema. That's an infection pocket in your chest lung cavity area. Mine was about the size and shape of half a grapefruit, and was also collapsing my left lung. I'd been at the Burlington Hospital for a couple procedures before this. All those treatments had failed, so at this point I had been transferred up to St. Luke's in Milwaukee to get some more specialized treatment. Something that changed in that transfer was the overnight spouse policy. Previously, my wife Jessica, she was allowed to stay with me overnight in Burlington, but that wasn't going to be the case at St. Luke's. It was definitely a bummer. It's crazy how different a hospital room feels when you're alone. But at this point, we were a couple days into that routine, and it was a bummer, but we were starting to get used to it. This particular night, Jess left around 10 p.m., and she could come back around at 8 a.m. the next morning. About this time as well was generally a point when my pain meds were wearing off and was about due for a refill, and that way it could last me for a while to try to get a good night's sleep. I don't really understand why, and I still don't know why, but nobody came for me that night. No pain meds. No refills, no check-ins, nothing. At this point, I was at a rotation where probably at least once an hour somebody would normally come by, but nobody. After waiting a while, I went to reach for one of my remotes to call a nurse and to see if I could get a refill, and couldn't find the remote. Started digging around, and there it was across the room, draped over a chair that I had no chance of reaching. Along with it was my phone, also out of reach, no chance of getting it. Suddenly the night was very different. Nobody was coming for me, and I had no way to call anybody. So that left me with 8 to 10 hours of no relief and no distractions from it. I didn't mention it before, but separate from all my health issues, I also managed to tear my left shoulder that year, and the combo of the pain of the torn shoulder, the fresh surgery stitches, chest tubes, compromised lung, it's just too much without some of that assistance that the medication can give. At this point, I hadn't realized just how much I was avoiding the processing and the praying through what had been happening to me, but now there was nothing to hide from. What proceeded after this was the most intense, raw night of prayer I've ever had in my life. It's not hard to explain or picture, just me going from blood red mad to crying to back and forth over and over. Ultimately, I had been angry for months before this, not just about my illnesses, but many other things as well. I was deep in bitterness and I just had not admitted it to myself yet. By the time I worked through all that and a long night was over, I had changed. I get overexposed to these terms sometimes, but truly, the term peace beyond understanding is exactly what this was, and I had never experienced something like that before. It's contradictory, but my resilience for the rest of my recovery came from this breaking point. I think that's what's always going to stick out to me looking back. I wouldn't wish the same situation on anybody, but the lesson of resilience I learned is to be ready to carve out an intense night like that if it's ever needed again. Maybe not 8 to 10 hours, and maybe not in the pain I was feeling, but I can't imagine trying to survive the rest of that recovery without that night of prayer I had. I know it's not breakthrough advice, but I think this is really the key and the thing I'm going to repeat in the future, that real breakthrough is for God and us to have in these moments with each other.